We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on five or six lines from the top. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, six lines from the top, middle of a line. Rei Maisa. We said Rav Asi Amar Rav Yehuda says called Kesef Shevatar Kesef Tzuri. It has to be a specific type of Kesef. It doesn't mean money. It means Kesef Tzuri, Kesef from Tyre, But a special place where that's where they had only silver coins, like Rashi says, and it's a Shiloh, what's the smallest coin? Mo, then we have two shot of Rashi. But I can put a question like this. Very Meiser, the Chsiv, it's Sarta, Kesef, Biyadacha. Meiser, we know, it says, you have to bring Meiser Shani up to Yerushalayim the first 2 years of Shemitah, and then the fourth and fifth year. Now, if you have a lot of Meiser Shani, how do you bring it up to Yerushalayim? You can't bring up 14,000 apples. It's very hard for it to get spoiled, and also it's very hard to travel. So what do you do? Tyrus says what you do. You pay it, you mechal it onto money. You go onto money. It says, take the money off. It's hard to kesef biyadacho. You take the kesef in your hand and you spend it in Yerushalayim. But tonight, it says also kesef in the Torah. But tonight, it says in the Mishnah, Maisa Sheini, ha-pared selam mois Maisa Sheini, that you could be pared selam mois Maisa Sheini, that you could switch your prutois into sela to bring it up. You have a lot of prutois, that's too much also, you can switch into sela. So what do you see? You can mechal Maisa Sheini onto prutois, onto the chayshas. Chayra, the Torah says kesef. So how can you do onto the chayshas? So, Fi Rav Asi, it says Kesef means dafka silver, not nechayshes. So, what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, Kesef ha Kesef riba. It says Vesarta ha Kesef biyadecha. The extra hay is marba. They even prutos. You can mechal on even prutos. Frei the Gemara Kasha. So we answered ha Kesef riba. Frei the Gemara Kasha. Very hektish. By hektish also, when you pay the hektish, you Vesarta Kesef akamloi. You can be paid on the Kesef. Vamos more. And it says in Torah Kesef, Vama Shmuel, Hekdesh Shava Mana. If you have Hekdesh, it's worth 100 dinars. Shechiloi al Shava Pruta. You mechal onto a Shava Pruta. Mechul, 100 zuz. Shechiloi al Shava Pruta. Mechal on Shava Pruta. Mechul, it works. And like Rashi explains, there's no Aina. There's an Aina la Hekdesh. Shechiv Ishis Achiv. There's no Aina. And it works. But the Chayr problem is, it's a Pruta. Hey, let him mechal a Pruta. It's in the Torah Kesef. And for the Gemara, Hosam Nami, Kesef, Yolof and Meiser. You learn out Gzeres Shava, just like by Meiser with Marbe from the extra hay, that there's a din that you could be paid on a chayshah. So you learn out Kesef, Yolof and Meiser. I freaked Rashi, so every time learn everything from Meiser, Kesef, Meiser, all Kesef, learn out from Meiser, learn out from Kedushin also Kesef, Meiser. And for the Rashi, two terutzim. One teretz is because not doimer to each other. That's one teretz. And it's hektish and ma'is more doimer. They're both redeeming. They're both doimer to each other. Va'oid, he says, that by, it's this extra word kesef by hektish, and therefore we have a right to learn it out. So, you have any questions, Mordechai? So. What? Mana what? Mana means something 100 something. 100 of something. The ma, 100 ma, 100 dinner, 100 zoz. It means 100. Ma is much less. Akaponim, so the kasha was that how you allowed to be paid on a prutois and fit the Gemara that we learned out from Maisa. So someone asked me yesterday, to him it was a bumba kasha. He couldn't understand the kasha. He couldn't understand the Torah. It says Vinosata ha kesef akamla. There's extra hay over here. Why I have to go to the tzad kesef yadecha? There's extra hay over here. So it's a very important question because it's a klotz kasha. That's why I want to speak it out. Why? Because there's no such pasuk in the Torah. It says Vinosata kesef akamla. There's no such pasuk. It's a Tosfos and Shabbos that speaks it out. The Torah, the Gemara always brings down a pasuk and also Kesef Kamlai. There's no pasuk of that. And the best hint is, look at Rashi. Zok Rashi, v'nasat nosar ha-kesef ha-kamlai, zok Rashi, t'chsiv, v'yosav chamishis kesef ha-kechol ha-lov ha-kamlai. It's not a pasuk. It's not really a pasuk. The pasuk is, v'yosav chamishis kesef ha-kechol ha-kamlai. Does it say ha-kesef? No. So therefore, the kasha is a certified klutz kasha. Back upon him, so therefore... Then, therefore, Akaponim, the Gemara had to learn out from Ma'aseh Sheni because it's also supposed to be Hakesef. Okay, right. Vaytemarakasha. Vaytemarakasha. Kedusha Isha Dechsev. There's a Marsha over here to ask why, if the extra word Kesef, why don't you learn out the extra word Kesef? Why do you need the Yalaf Ma'aseh? I ain't the Marsha. Vaytemarakasha. Kedusha Isha Dechsev. Now the Gemara has to cast from Kedusha Isha. Vaytemarakasha. Kedusha Isha Dechsev. Isha Ba'alav Gomar. Kichim Stei Ephraim. Learn out Kedushim from Stei Ephraim V'tanan. It says in Arwa Mishnah, V'silo Emer Pruto V'shar Pruto. So what's the problem? Name Rav Asi Domake B'Shamai? We just said Pshadam B'Shamai is like Rav Asi because Kesef means Kesef Tzuri, which means it can't be a Pruto. Beis Hill holds a Pruto. So Beis Hill is not like Rav Asi and Ruda. What's going on here? Lema Rav Asi is going like B'Shamai? Zogt Gemara, el itmar, hoch itmar. Omer vudam amravasi, kol kesef kotsuv amav tara kesef tzuri. Vishod reyam kesef medina. Rav Asi only said kesef kotsuv in the Torah is kesef tzuri. What does kesef kotsuv mean? So Rashi gives the examples. For example, chamishim of a knas, that someone was oynis mafata. That says 50, that has to be dafka kesef tzuri. Shloisim shaleva, has to be dafka shkom, has to be kesef tzuri. Meir shoyt shemra, has to be kesef tzuri. All those things say shkolim, and they all have exact amount. Masha inkein, kesef of kedushin, or kesef of meiser, or kesef of hekdesh, which not exact amount, there he never said that has to be kesef tzuri. So answer all the questions also and answers kedushin. So the only question right now is, so now we don't have pshat beisham anymore? Is this shlok of pshat beisham? Because kedushin is not kotzot. It doesn't sound like that. The more it doesn't sound like we're changing pshat now beisham. It sounds like we stick with the pshat beisham. Zokter reshoinim, look the ritva, look all reshoinim. The ritva says, no, that the machloikas gufa is which type of kesef in the Torah is kesef tzuri. Beis Shammai holds every kesef is kesef tzuri, and that's why it's a dinner. Beis Hillel holds only kesef kotzev is a tzuri, but that's why by kedusha can be a pruta. So that's gufa the machloikas. Beis Shammai still is what type of kesef is kesef tzuri. So we're sticking with that pshat in Beis Shammai. So it's kesef on the Torah is kesef tzuri. Zokti maravaiter, Mike Mash Balon, what is the chiddush? Huh? What Mike Mash? What's the chiddush of Asiyam Rav Yehuda? What's the chiddush? Tanina, it's a first of Brisa that says like this. Tanina, Chomei Shlom Shal Ben, Shloishim Shal Eved, the five Shlom of a Pedina Ben, Shloishim Shal Eved, 30 of Eved, Chomei Shal Enes Shal Fata, 50 of Enes Shal Fata, Meir Shal Vait Shemra, Kulam, Beshekel Kosh Baram Tzuri, the all Mana Tzuri, Vishal Devreim, Kesef Medi, period, all Kesef Tzuri, all Kesef Tzuri, Mana Tzuri. So the Pella is, if that's what he's saying, according to his Hill, saying that's what he's saying, Rav Asim Huda, I'm right, but Rav Asim is saying, according to his Hill Shita, that called Kesef Kotzom on Tires, what's that Chiddush? What is their Chiddush? It's a Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Vishal Devreim, Kesef Medina Tzrichalei. The Chiddush is that by the Rabbanans, it's Kesef Medina. The loy tnan, because that's not a mishnah anymore. Anyway, it's not a mishnah anywhere. The tnan had to kelech avir, right? If someone hits his friend on his ear or near his ear, or he blows a shofar into his ear, tupshat marashi, noisin loy sela. You pay him a sela. Here's a knas of a sela because you embarrassed him. You blow into his ear; it's very embarrassing, and it's a shtickle of damage. Also, you give him a sela. So there, the best mishnah says, how much is that? Loy te my sela abar zuzi. Don't say sela is four zuz, which is the normal selah, selah tzuri, ela, my selah, pagaduzah, half a zuz. David into the car, the pagaduzah, astira. People, and I says selah in the Mishnah, no, because people call a half a zuz, astira. By in Selah Medina, they call it, by Selah Medina, they call it a selah, a half a zuz, they call Selah Medina. So you see, you don't have to get four zuz, which would mean a selah of selah tzuri, only a half a zuz, which would mean a selah Medina. So that was the chiddush of Asi Amar Rav Yehuda that kol kesef kotzav Torah is kesef tzuri, but shel devrayim is kesef medina, which is an eighth of kesef tzuri. So we have two pshatim so far in Beis Shammai. Pshat number one was hakpada because of makbid, the right to gesvara. Pshat number two is because kesef Amar Torah is kesef tzuri. Coming to the third pshat now, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Tamayu de Beis Shammai kidechiski like chiski Amar Kro. The pasuk says by Amma Avriya, and the same halacha is by every year also, something called Geroyin Kesef. It's a mishnah later on that you go out, has the Eved Ivri go out. It says Eved Ivri, the mishnah says the Yidalim Beis, Eved Ivri nikna be Kesef uveshtar vekoina atzmoi beshonim, which means 6 years, uve yoivel, uve Geroyin Kesef. What does Geroyin Kesef mean? That if they buy you for $600, the Odin gives him $600. And it's $600, and usually it's 6 years. So you figure it out, it's $100 a year. So if he wants to go out, he doesn't have to give back the $600. He figures out how many years he was there, and deducts that from the price. So if he worked 2 years, so $200 he gets to keep, and he gives back $400. It's called Geroyin Kesef, and not only that, we darshan vehefta that he's Meseyeya bepedyoina. He helps out by letting you give back only 400, not 600. That's what it says in the Gemara and the Torah. So here in Bishlama, the Yavla dinner, if he gave a dinner to make the Kenyan, Hainu, and we'll see what Shach's Amavriya to Kedushin soon. We're holding the Amavriya now. Here in Bishlama, the Yavla dinner, Hainu, Megarav, Ozla, Ad, Pruta. If you gave the Amma of Riyah for the Kinyan Kesef a dinner, so we stand here, you can have Gerayin Kesef. Eli Amrit Yav La Pruto, Pruto and Pruto Mimi Gerah, how's it possible to make a Gerayin Kesef on a Pruto? That's the smallest coin possible. So upon him, he's saying the Torah says something in Gerayin Kesef. Obviously, you made a Kinyan with a dinner, not with a Pruto.
Why?
Why? What's the Kasha?
No,
no. Right. You could have. Right. Tomorrow, I'll speak that out. I think I've been cash. So, speak. Your cash flow tomorrow says, "Duma hakam arachmana hechad yavla dinner tigra." If you have a dinner, you have a growing kesef. Tigra at pruta hechad yavla pruta tigra. Maybe it's taki don't have growing kesef. Then you have to give the whole pruta. Then maybe you did a pruta. You have to give the whole pruta. So, one on top of your base says, "No, loy sagadai duch duma the yield." It's similar to yield. Yield means the special halacha that when, let's say, the Odin gives $600 to the Amma of Riyah to make, or to the father of the Amma of Riyah to make her into a shifcha, you're allowed to marry her with that money. You can say, you know what? Forget it. I'm not using your shifcha. I want to marry you. And that money is kesef kedushin. That's the chiddush of yield in the Torah.
After
they already worked for 3 years, you could do yield with that money, as long as she's still a shifcha. And dumi diyud, my yield, I forgot the boy miyayid, the boy loy miyayid, it's your choice. But the halacha is, you're not allowed to sell an Amma of Riyah to Kroivim, to the carve of the Amma of Riyah. Why? Because you can't do the yield. So that means, you know, you have a choice to do yield, but in the case where you cannot do yield, it does not work. It's not a good sale. That's what Gemara says later on. You have to have Ashlo Yada. So here also, if you can't do Groin Kresa, it's not a Zvini. So Akapanim, back to the Rai. The Rai is like this. Geroyin Kesef, you have to have able to do Geroyin Kesef. Because, we find over here, like by Yud, it has to be able to Yud. So here, if you made a Kenya with the Pruta, so you can't do Geroyin Kesef. It must be, by your Amma of Riyah, you do a dinner. And we'll see why I went for Pruta dinner, we'll see in a second. But it has to be, there's money to have change from. I have to have, possible to have Geroyin Kesef.
Hopefully you can use Yud to work, because that's to be at least after the
Groin Kesef, the Shavar Pruta? Yeah. It has to be Shavar Pruta after the Groin Kesef. The any transaction has to be a Shavar Pruta. The Pruta you can't change. Pruta is the smallest coin.
The original purchase for more than...
Oh, so we're asking this. This is what Moshe was asked. They're asking a question like this. It's Mamash Mavuy over here. The Groin Kesef has to be the Kesef Kinyan. So let's say you make Kinyan with Shtar. Is there such thing as Groin Kesef? We know, the Mishnah said, you can be Kaina Atzma Groin Kesef. So let's say you make a Kinyan with Shtar. It says in the Mishnah, you can make every you kind of a Shtar. If you kind him with a Shtar, and then you kind of get with a shtar. Obviously, you're paying money also. You're paying him $14,000 for his services. So, can you make grain kesef or not? So, it's mechalikus rishonim. Tosfos written that chafal brings that mechalikus rishonim. If you can make grain kesef on the money of the purchase, not the money of the kinyan. So, one says no. It has to be the grain kesef on the money of the kinyan. The other man, the other says no. The other, the rishon says yes. You could do it. You could do it. So, the kashrus is gemara. What's the problem with a kinyan with a pruto? The ma'isa, you have the money I paid for the heaven. Do grain kesef on that. So it's a kasha from here. So the infert, that's the kasha, the minchas chilech has this kasha. And the chazanish and others answer that the halacha is that geroyin kesef, if it's a kinyan kesef, the geroyin kesef, everyone agrees, has to be from the kinyan. If the kinyan is with shtar, you can use geroyin kesef on the purchase price. But if there's a kinyan with kesef, the geroyin has to be mekesef meknasa, like the Torah says. And therefore it has to be from the kinyan. That's how they answered this kasha. Akapadam. So bottom line is, we put a raya, the Amma of Riyah, the kinyan has to be a dinner, because there's geroyin kesef. And by pruta, we not have geroyin kesef, because pruta is not enough money to change up. It can't be geroyin kesef. So we know that Amma of Riyah has to be a more than a pruta. V'gomar, and v'kedusha isha l'beis shamay, nam to my heart, v'kedusha isha l'beis shamay, nafkul mam avriya. And beis shamay holds, you make a mamatzir of avriya, just like avriya is daf more than a pruta, beis shamay says, kedusha is also, because since it has yield, it's similar to each other. And therefore, you learn out from there. You learn out.
But you don't have the issue of yield. The only reason why you do it is because you need to have yield. No,
not the yield, you're growing kesef. But we see the kinyan has to be a growing
kesef because of yield.
Not growing kesef, no. Growing kesef means you have to change it when you want to go out. That's what it means. Don't do yield. Growing kesef. We're learning out that just like there, the kinyan has to be, was a similar thing because that money could be used for kedushin, to a similar thing. Just like there needs more pruta, here needs more pruta also. Now, how do you do a dinner? Let's read it in some one time. I'm a real pruta loy mekanai. I've used a pruta loy mekanai. It doesn't work with pruta. They may pagad then. They may half a dinner. They may stay pruta. So maybe two prutas because they can have growing kesef ready. So how do you know dinner? So the gemara kivim that fiktim a pruta my dinner. Once the Torah says we know it can't be a pruta, we zetzadayin on a dinner. So that is a third pshat of Beis Shammai. Again, the first pshat is makbid, second pshat is kesef tsuri. The third pshat is, we learn alpha amma of riyah, because they're growing kesef, therefore it's more napruta and okma adinah. Now we do the fourth pshat. Rav amar, hayu tamid v'shama, yishlo yiyu b'no yisishol kehefker. The reason of b'shama is, so b'no yisishol should not be like hefker. Zog rashi kehefker, likros v'dava mu'it, it's a v'zayin. V'af, umidirabonon hu zog rashi. The Ka'amri Leah Beis Shammai, the Afkinu Rabban Kedushin Pruchusim Adinner. According to Rashi's learning, it's a Rabban de Gesvara. Be'etzem, Ashar Pruta works. Pruchusim the writer works. But Beis Shammai says, Rabbanon said, if I give a Pruta, I'm Afkiyat. And because it's Bezayin, we don't make B'nai Yisrael like Hefger, we make them give a dinner. So it's bothering the Rishonim, don't speak it out. But L'chaira, the Gemara always has a shakay, the Gemara speaks out. How could it be such a thing? The Rishonim is Kedushin and Rabbanon and Afkiyat? Whereas, yeah, call them a Kaj Rabbanon, Dayat Rabbanon and Kaddish. And Tosfos Rosh really speaks out. He also learns like Rashi. Tosfos Rosh also learns that it's the Rabbanon de Gedin. He says, "Hilchachafkinu lekedushim inay lechol mekadosh brachos v'dinner." Tosfos Rosh also learns like Rashi, but shukol shvar. So you look at the Ritva. He brings down this pshat. Then he says, "No, no pshat. No, it's the rice de gesvara." He says, "The svara of the rice is that Chazal said kesef and tyra must mean more than a pruta because shaloyu b'rais shol kehefker." He says the rice de gesvara and that makes the mugish mak. But upon him, we were zeicher to four pshatim in Beis Shammai's halacha in the Mishnah that it is dinner, the Makarish Dafko dinner. The Akbada Pshat, the Kturi Pshat, Omavriya, and Shloyev Reisha Kahefka, which is Machakas Shainim, if it's the right, so the Rabbanon.